Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome once more to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are delighted to be with you.
You know, this is one of those journeys today where it's kind of like, sit down, hold on, pick up the phone, call in, because we really want to have a dialogue with you. And I know that we already have people standing by, but get in the queue, give us a call. Remember that you can get in the queue just by calling 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008, because we're really going deep. You know, what is spiritual stability? Why does it matter? And oh my goodness, what's going on in your life right now? You know, we're in the middle of this retrograde. We're getting ready to go from this power struggle, which, Sri, let's face it, it's all over the planet right now. There's so much that can tip the balance. And along with that, we're in this retrograde. And then here comes February, where from a chakra vastu standpoint, we're 1 month before the blast off into that ascension portal, and we're moving into heart. So much happening.
How can you start an ascension portal without heart?
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. You know, yet, what I think is so fascinating, Sri, is that this is the month prior. We're actually going to be in the month of truth or throat when it actually, when
even
that escalator
better,
takes off. I know.
The
I love it.
From the heart, we go through the throat into the divine wisdom.
Yeah.
And so truly, the flow that's going on our planet is expressing as a mirror at all
levels. Wish it wasn't, but it is.
Well, it is. And the outer world, the inner world, the forces that are playing out, it's a refracted experience.
Yeah,
So often we get so involved in the day-to-day living, we forget the greater backdrop upon which this is playing out. You know, and one of those greater backdrops is that when there's times of energy, when the alignments are right, so to speak, mm-hmm. that energy is available, human types...
Human types, I love that. We won't ask about what type you are, Sri.
Human types either use that energy for expansion, or they use that energy through a fear-based lens that seeks to impose control.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look at what's going on our planet, especially with the dogma-based religious activity, and you see that in virtually every country.
Yeah, well, true. True.
And this imposition of here are the rules, play by these rules or get out of the playground.
Right.
And the lack of respect that there could be another paradigm and cohabitating with other beliefs.
I think more than one.
Uh-huh. And so these things are dancing on the planet, and they are a call to compassion. And so I think it's beautiful that the world, meaning our greater soup of energy, is going to be aligning more with the heart in the coming month.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. And, you know, so many people have been writing us and asking and really saying, hey, you know, I'm not feeling stable right now. And here you and I are talking about spiritual stability and why that's important, and why more than ever, as the global chakra vastu has been rising, as all of these energies have been playing, you know, as we move from the earth energy and the water energy, and then we've been in this month of fiery sacred energy. I mean, really fiery sacred energy. It's extraordinarily beautiful to notice that we are being supported on so many levels if we open up our cosmic eyes, really. And I want to use the word dive into our inner knowing and harness that strength. This retrograde that we're in right now, that started January 21 and will come out again February 11th, is a very beautiful gift. And if we dive into it with fear, the beauty is that it will return the fear, just like what we're seeing on the planet right now. I mean, there's just so many global events happening right now. And of course, they had to happen in this year, this month, this moment.
Well, absolutely. And remember that retrograde is your opportunity to revisit and to redo.
And to reinvent.
And to reinvent.
Yeah, baby.
And so often, you know, the classic stereotype around Mercury retrogrades is you have to do things twice. You get to redo them. nothing flows as smoothly as is envisioned. And yet, that redo energy is also could be quite useful if we line up with the sense of review.
And restoration. And this is really about restoring.
Absolutely. There is an amazing opportunity, just like the full moon brings a certain vitality.
Absolutely.
And energy, the new moon.
I'm howling, baby.
brings an inwardness. And a Mercury retrograde has that kind of opportunity built in.
Well, this one does because it came in. I love this. It's kind of like, imagine if you brought your hands right now to your solar plexus, right? And just kind of tune in, feel what's going on there. You know, that kind of belly area, you know, think of it. First of all, it's our center, right? It's our center. And so it's seeking balance and it's arising. This beautiful energy of the solar plexus is how we opened up 2015. And 2015 to 2022 is a 7-year ascension portal. And we've been putting out a lot of information about this. If you have not yet gone to YouTube, go to Official Sri and Kira and look at our channel on YouTube. Watch. We have 3 videos right there. We're getting ready to post another one tomorrow. These videos are important. This moment is important. All these videos are short, but they have the same message, which is we started out in this sun energy, right? Traditionally very masculine, the sun, this fiery flame energy. And January has certainly proven that to be so true on so many different levels. And we're moving from this energy of finding our balance. And I want you to think about that. A retrograde is the opportunity to restore ourselves, to find our balance.
Yes.
However, your clarity is what calls your balance in. And so you've got a few days left. If you've not yet discovered your clarity, this is the time. Dive into that.
You know, clarity is one of the brightest gifts that consciousness has to offer.
Ooh, I like that.
It takes consciousness to recognize clarity.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that seems like a circle in and of itself. However, consider for a moment how many times in your earlier life you've been caught up into something, especially something that you felt like you were in quicksand or on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And that you were
yeah.
caught up and you were moving as best you could to try to move to a different state of being, and try to move to a different environment, a different job, a different financial state.
Right. Get me out of this cycle.
Well, the breakthrough is the moment of clarity. The breakthrough is when we all of a sudden get, I can change this.
Yes.
I can do this.
But you know, is that breakthrough that moment of spiritual awakening? Because really it's about harnessing. We have to go beyond, you know, of course, everybody always quotes the Einstein, you know, he cannot solve problems with the same mindset that created them. But we all have those breakthrough moments. We have those moments of crystalline clarity. And oftentimes, because we are in this human soup, so to speak, walking around on this planet of density and illusion, we tend to grow through events that we might not have wanted to happen in our lives. But yet, when we look at them from the other side, become these stunningly powerful moments of clarity.
So what I hear you saying is pain has got a bad rap.
No, I don't know if I'm saying that or not.
A little pain, we don't grow. You know, and I'm saying, I'm teasing you. I
hope so.
Hopefully, every moment of pain has brought awareness. Every moment of pain
exactly.
has brought a lesson, because
and brought us into balance.
It is truly cruel,
right? And that's why, you know, a lot of people sometimes they call and go, "Hey, you guys should be talking about this or that just happened on the planet." You know, here's the reality. Yes, we have a group out there that's beheading people. Yes, we have a group of scientists that just for the first time ever put the doomsday clock for this entire planet at the closest it's ever been. I mean, we're like at 2 minutes out, and we have so many things that we could talk about. And the reality is this: hey, you're already getting that information. The information that's more important when it comes to your divine evolution is finding your stability, and spiritual stability and spiritual maturity go hand in hand. And really, Sri, that's the blessing and the beauty of this moment. We've got this global chakra vastu opening. We've been rising, rising, rising. Here we are in January in our solar plexus, all looking at the balance, moving into that great heart of February, so that in March, the truth is revealed. And I just have to share with you, come join us in March. Just get on a plane. Airfares are cheap. Guatemala City is not that expensive to get to, and get down here, because what we're going to be doing for this ascension moment is a one-time event. This isn't going to happen again. And come join us. You know, we were sold out. We opened up a few more slots. I normally don't get this strong and say, you've got to be here. But if you can get here, get here.
It's really the time where you want to gather around you, your spiritual family, to help you.
Absolutely.
Keep your focus on the lift.
And your truth.
Because as we touch, taste, breathe, live, and dance with that
Ooh,
together,
yeah, baby.
We anchor it. We make it so. And when we make it so, we then live in the joy.
Well, you know, I just got a question in from somebody that says, well, okay, Kira, how do I find out how to get there in March? So here's how you do it. Just go to shriandkira.com, and right there on the homepage, click on either Cosmic Essene or click on Avesa Quantum Immersion. Come for one, come for both, come for either. It doesn't matter. Just get here. Because when we anchor with our spiritual family, when we anchor with our truth, when we stop letting fear guide us and go, oh, I can't, I don't, I want, when we just say yes to the universe says yes 1,000 times over. And, you know, Sri, I just have to share that, you know, we've been in the middle of this RRST, the Rudraksha Ratna Science Therapy program
beautiful.
We've been teaching. It has been a miracle after miracle after miracle at a time when the sacred flame is rising, the sun is shining, we're finding our balance. And the question I invite all of you is, what do you really want in your life and what are you willing to do about it? Because that's what balance is all about. When your balance of I'm going to take the steps outweighs the fear and the doubt.
You know, people misunderstand the word balance. Balance doesn't mean you don't feel vulnerable. Balance doesn't mean you don't feel excited. Balance doesn't mean that you're stationary.
Right. Oh, quite the opposite.
You know, balance means that you are in harmony with your divine flow.
Yeah.
That you are lined up with the truth of you and why you took birth and what's up with this world.
Right.
And your role.
Yeah, what is up with this world?
It doesn't matter because it keeps changing on the outside. Balance is the recognition that I am a divine being having this earthly experience.
I love it.
And I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep moving forward and have my beautiful experience.
See, that's spiritual stability. You know, if somebody was to say to me, what is spiritual stability? You've actually just been defining it. Spiritual stability is, you know, and I have to go back and quote our beloved Archangel Zadkiel, and you had this conversation with Zadkiel a few years ago, and Archangel Zadkiel said something that resonates so deeply and probably means more now than it ever has. And basically Zadkiel said, you live in a world where you will be making your choice, but once you make that choice, you need to keep saying yes. It's not about saying, yes, I'm going to be spiritual, or yes, I'm going to do this. It's about constantly saying yes, because there's always going to be the need to keep reaffirming. And as we reaffirm, think about this during a retrograde, it's an opportunity to reaffirm. And so the things we put into action during this retrograde are actually going to be extraordinary. And the key is, do you want more extraordinary pain or do you want more extraordinary freedom? That's the question.
Absolutely. And sometimes we are so limited in our perspectives that we don't recognize that we're placing ourselves in situations that assure continued frustration. I had a funny image as you were sharing.
Okay, let's hear it.
This person was had a cabin, you know, near a stream and a waterfall, and they just kept saying, "I can't get my laundry to dry.
Right.
It's so darn wet here." I said, "Okay, why don't you move?"
Oh yeah, I know.
I got to stay here. I've got to stay with these people. I've got to stay in this political system, or I've got to stay in this relationship,
or I have to stay in this fear, or I have to stay in this inertia.
Whatever your status quo
is an illusion.
And then we start complaining about it.
Well, because we like to complain. Humans like to complain, Sri. Let's get real. I mean, humans enjoy. You know, you and I have talked about this for years. We, humanity as a whole, especially before we hit our spiritual stability and claim our spiritual maturity, we attract around us partners in pain.
Yes.
And partners in pain have many names. They can be named husband. They can be named wife. They can be named mother. They can be named father. They can be named friend. They can be named brother, sister.
Father includes priest and pastor.
All of it. And a partner in pain is someone who has something to gain by you not growing. And so what happens is that we tend to enjoy our partners in pain because they keep us at a place of the status quo. And the status quo is a cycle. It's a never-ending loop where it's like better, 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 better. Oh, not so good. Partner in pain reassures us. Better, 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 better. Oh, not so good. It's that cycle. It's that spiral versus when we break free of that, when we anchor our stability, especially our spiritual stability, by saying yes and keep moving on the journey, not only do we break free of partners in pain, we discover that we have people around us that, quite frankly, we couldn't be with until we broke free, that not only support our journey, but assist our escalation of the journey. And we break free of the repetitive cycles of pain, fear, doubt, guilt, poverty. Wouldn't it be great to be free of those? Well, the answer is you can be, and it's not all that hard. You just have to keep saying yes.
It isn't. And there's a basic lesson on our planet. Mother Nature teaches us about cycles. Earth has its cycles, the moon cycles. Well, when we have our own growth cycles, there are the moments of darkness. And those are the beautiful moments that are a signal, change is afoot. And you know, when you want to release your partners in pain, when you want to make a shift in your life, there will come that moment where you feel like, I don't know what's next. Hey, congratulations, you're at the moment of creation.
Well, now wait, I love that.
Versus taking the step backwards into what you know.
Well, now we have to talk about that in context of this retrograde, Sri. You're absolutely right, because here's the deal, guys. This retrograde we've been talking about for a while is really beneficial. And we're going to take a caller here in a moment because we want to know what's going on in your life. How are you experiencing this? But here's the deal. Once you get through, there's only 2 days, and it's really only two, maybe 4 days in this entire retrograde period that could be a little bit of wobble. And as long as you're aware of what's going on, you can actually even mitigate that. You can kind of laugh at it and go, oh, get it. Yeah. And that was, I'm saying, because it already happened, that was January 2021 when we were going into the retrograde. And it's going to happen again January, like 10, 11, 11, 12. February. When we come out. But here's why I wanted to really hit on
it's
what
like
you just
the
said.
Shuttle re-entering the atmosphere.
It is, because right now, and that's a perfect description, Sri, we're in, let's call it, the depth of space. We're in this cosmic void of creation. And that's the gift of this retrograde period. It's like this other world. It's like the flip side of the quote unquote real world. So you can create, you can manifest, you can create the dream. So what do you want the dream to be? And when we have our spiritual stability intact, when we can speak clearly, think clearly, act clearly, then our spiritual maturity comes forward and assists us to smoothly navigate. Imagine being on that beautiful cosmic cruiser right now. Ooh. And you're watching the universe. How beautiful is that?
As long as I have a drink with a small umbrella.
I'll find out if we can get a cosmic elixir. I don't know if you need the umbrella, baby, but we can work on it.
St. Germain to hand me one of those glowing effervescent
elixirs
with just a little Asian umbrella.
Well, I'm totally cool with that, and we can make that happen.
Well, speaking of making things happen, let's go to the phone lines and say
let's
hi.
Let's do that.
We'll start at line one and welcome Tracy from California.
Namaste, Tracy.
Hello. Wow.
Hello. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Wow. Journey. And it's just begun. Wow. I was humbled through an undiagnosed root canal, so pain made me, humble. Nothing else mattered. Just find the breath and clear. And since then, I've been clearing around my neck, my physical body. I'm on a mission to clear all fear and doubt out of me, and all I'm able to do now is just breathe while these visions come and these emotions come up. And so I'd like a mini soul reading on where I'm at, and a little reflection would be helpful.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I just feel our heart and our love around you. And thank you for calling, because this is, you know, everything you're sharing. And I'm really hearing you that you've had, like, you know, the physical pain that, of course, affects the emotional, that dives into our spiritual. And yet you're making this choice to keep moving forward. What a beautiful gift. And this is very congruent with the energy of the retrograde. Your timing, I just want to reassure you, first of all, that your timing is in perfect alignment with what's happening on the planet. Now, as far as the rest of the information that's coming through around you that I want to share with you today, the first thing they're saying is that you're getting you're coming to the end and you're very, very close. Like it's like right now, it's imminent. It's like within this week of a period where a lot of decisions you made were decisions based upon self-preservation of an old state of being. And that deep within your soul, you've already made the decision to start creating the you that you are meant to be, the you that you are meant to live, and that you're coming out of a period of closure and that you misunderstood what a lot of that closure meant. However, here's the gift of that period was that you're really able to close old thoughts, old habits, old physical things that were happening to you. So it's all going to bubble. You know, when I look at your energy field right now, literally it looks like somebody who's blowing bubbles around you. I just see bubbles, 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 bubbles everywhere. Some of them are popping because they need to pop, and some of them are expanding. And I watch you as you gaze up and look at them and you like capture these bubbles and you're creating this big, beautiful crystalline bubble out of these ones that you're able to capture that will carry you through to the next level. And so the key is for you to remember that it is your time to be creating, and in the creation you are releasing as well. And you know, it the vision that they're showing me right now, the other vision that they're showing me is the aspects of Shiva, the Vishnu and the Shiva and the Brahma. I'm just watching the creator, the destroyer, and the sustainer, and that you are living all those energies as one. And it's funny, I'm watching your face turn and it's like you're becoming all those faces at once, but the final face is appearing and it's radiant and it's happy. And they keep saying you will soon have a return to that which will restore you. And so deep in your heart, you're already being called to do and act upon this. And so I encourage you to follow your heart, follow your dream, and to be reassured. That's the word they just keep giving me. Everything is culminating for you, and it's also in perfect alignment with the planet. And so I'm so grateful you called today. It was perfect timing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my love. Thank you. Namaste.
You know, so often as we are living the process of our lives, mm-hmm. we tend to sometimes be in a flow that is bigger than our sense of tidiness. we can't quite put a wrapper on it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm still trying to put a wrapper around the comment. That's good.
Well, it's like there's a part of us that says, I know I'm co-creating this. And another part of it that says, stop it, darn it. You know, or why is this happening this way? It's like, you know, it's like we say, I want to go to St. Louis, but somebody else is driving the car, and I didn't choose this route to get there.
But you're getting there.
But we're still
making
good time.
See, that's the gift. You're making good time. You're making good time, and you are getting there.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process, and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful ascended mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Well, welcome back. We're glad you're with us. And just before our station break, we were having a little...
We had a retrograde moment.
Mercury interference there.
You know, but I love it, Sri, because what it was demonstrating is what we were talking about when we had the blip happen, which was spiritual stability.
Absolutely. You know, it's wild, wonderful, and crazy.
I love that. Wonderful, and crazy.
To know that the things in the outer world that we are working with, sometimes dependent upon, often can have their own flow, or their flow can be changed or influenced by other energies. And so, you know, that's why, you know, that's the gift of this, is it's a reminder of, where's your real home? Where's your real strength? Where's your real security?
Well, you know,
it's
I love that.
Any of that outer
stuff. It's not. And you know what we were chatting about, and I'm just going to repeat it just in case it was part of the blip moment, was that in our new video, which just posted up at YouTube at Official Shri and Kira, on surviving the ascension interference energy. And I love that's when we got cut off. Archangel Zadkiel reminds us the only thing that can disconnect you from your beingness is doubt. And where is your spiritual beingness? Well, your connection to your spiritual beingness through this physical form of the body begins at the third chakra. That's where we find our balance, our stability. And so check out that video, because it's more than we can talk about in a show. And remember, beloved ones, that you can choose right now. Do you have a flame of destruction burning inside of you in this moment of your human experience? Or has your spiritual stability transmuted that flame of destruction into a sacred flame of creation? Because those are the choices that we get to make every single day, every single moment. And with our spiritual stability, we live the life of one who is anchored spiritual maturity, recognizing that we are ever connected, we are ever creating, and we are ever filled with love and delight, regardless of what the illusion's trying to show us.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that everyone needs to practice, and I am just serious here. I want to make sure that
he's really serious, guys. You should see his face. Yeah,
I'm trying real hard.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
go for it.
All right. I want each and every one of you at some time in this day to go find a mirror and look in the mirror and smile.
I love that exercise.
Just smile.
And you know what? If you say, "Oh, Shri, been there, done that," well, then be there, do it again.
And if that doesn't get your juices going a little bit and get your excitement up, then I want you to laugh.
Exactly.
Image in the mirror and have a smile, have a chuckle.
I love it.
Because the sense of humor, the sense of affectionate detachment
is
a beautiful way to navigate all of these speed bumps.
Indeed.
To be able to be amused by them, to be able to go, "Oh, isn't that interesting? Look what's happening. Oh, my checking account's overdrawn. what a funny surprise." You know, whatever it is, it's not about
you're too funny.
Being cavalier. It's about holding on to your buoyancy when the friction is seeking to lock you down.
Ooh, okay, got it.
So buoyancy is the antidote to over-seriosity.
Oh, there's a word.
And buoyancy is the antidote to fear.
Yes, in every way.
And this is something you can actually practice. You know, some people who have a lot of fear-based things going in their life are waiting for a rescue rather than calling from within the new energy that will just simply lift them through it.
Well, that's a good point. And
so
you know,
let's
speaking
have a laugh
of,
over that.
Well, let's do that. I love that. And you know, speaking of calling, Shri, why don't we say hello to another beautiful caller?
I am all for it. We're going to head over to San Francisco, and on line two we have Manuel.
Namaste, Manuel. Welcome.
Namaste, you guys. How are you?
We are delighted to speak with you. How's your month going? How are things working out for you?
It's going pretty good. I actually had a couple, comments on my own journey. I spoke to you guys probably 2 months ago, and I don't know, this month has been really challenging physically. I'm taking the RST class, and I found I wasn't really surprised because I know my aura, it's been growing a lot. But I've been facing a lot of special issues in my relationships, personal relationships. But I've also found that even in the most dense, I still find peace. So I don't know. There's still something that I guess is the energy, but maybe if you had something to add to that, how can I keep flowing through it to be more of service?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to say how much I love you. I love you so much, because as you're speaking, your aura the colors keep changing. And whether you've deeply connected with it or not, your cosmic energy is huge right now. I mean, really huge. You want to talk about sacred flame. It's like you've ignited a piece of you that has not been ignited for a long time. And part of that could be why the month has had its kind of fascinating energies with you, because you're adjusting to that. And oh my gosh, it's amazing. The other thing I want to share with you is that I'm really grateful that you're allowing yourself to keep walking. When I see you right now, all of your energy, all of your spiritual energy is this, I guess I have to use the word like glittery, crystalline, like atoms, you know, like if you could just imagine lots of atoms, and I watch your physical form just as this collection of these beautiful crystalline atoms. And the message that this beloved group of beings around you, which feel very much like the cosmic Essene to me, the Blue Starborn, what they're saying is you just keep going. And anytime this sense of doubt comes in, smile, laugh, and then literally spin, like take a moment and just spin your body. And it will literally shift that energy right out of you. There is a brilliant, brilliant year ahead for you. 2015 for you is just beyond extraordinary. And during this time right now, they say you are re-entering, re-energizing, and remembering at a level that has not yet ever been in your life before. So thank you, my love. And I just want to say, Sri and I really celebrate that you chose to take the RRST program with us right now, because it was the perfect time for you. Everything you're learning is also reigniting some dormant DNA strands in you that, I guess I really shouldn't even use the word dormant, because as I look at you, they're all awake. And so my only wrap up, so to speak, would be to remember yourself awake right now, because you have that opportunity. You're in the flow. And if doubt comes in, and it's possible, literally just like stick your arms out and take a spin, literally just spin your body. And I think you'll notice the difference right away. We love you, dear one. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you so much. Many blessings to you guys. Namaste.
Namaste, dear one.
And blessings to you. And truly, listeners, when Kira says stick your arms out and twirl, just think about that for a moment.
I am.
I mean, really, because here's what I know about radio listeners. There are those that are tracking. There are those that this is playing in the background.
That's okay.
And there are those that are maybe even taking notes and taking action.
Right on.
So what I'm getting at is, if you were to stop everything you're doing, take a deep breath and twirl, your entire experience will shift, and you'll shift into present time.
Now,
you'll notice the twirl, the dizziness,
yes,
the balance,
yes,
everything. And when we move into present time, we refresh our reticular activating system, which is that neurological part of us that allows us to notice the world rather than replay reruns of old visions and thoughts.
Well, you know, I want to offer you guys a secret, because one of the things Sri taught me early on, if you're like me and I get motion sick over the stupidest little silliest things, I mean, poor Sri, we're in the car and I'm like, oh my gosh. So here's the deal. And it's a wonderful secret. Put your arms out at, you know, shoulder length, turn your head and pick a wrist. I don't care, right or left. And keep your eyes on the wrist as you gently do a full circle. And you'll notice that it's a whole lot easier to do the spin. Now, one thing I'll also share with you is spin in one direction, stop, take a breath, and then spin in the other direction. And you know, Sri, I'm giggling here because you want to talk about spirit. One of the ways that we call in our spiritual stability is by resetting our clock as far as what we gauge our truth by, or what we gauge our energy or our experiences by. And that was a really powerful sharing that came through for Manuel. Yet every caller that calls into this show is always a surrogate for so many others.
Well, absolutely. And I just want to underscore the value of that simple practice. You know, how many children have you seen twirl and then plop on the ground?
Oh, I used to be one of them. I used to love that as a kid.
And they're just naturally moving into that awakened sensitivity.
And giggling.
And then you look at the amazing dances in India.
The Sufis.
And then there's the
dervishes.
Islamic tradition, the whirling dervishes, and other, even square dancing. Think about that. That they're the hidden
lots of twirling
of the do-si-do,
yeah.
And grab your partner and around you go.
Woohoo!
You know, there is...
Yeah, do-si-do, your partner, baby.
There is an magic that happens. And part of the reason our world becomes painful at times is due to the replay of old pictures.
Yeah.
That we're in a moment of creation, we're meaning a moment of time, and we're overlaying that. We're projecting upon it old fears, old ways that used to be, meaning beliefs and photos, mental photos of what we think it means.
Yeah.
Rather than spin, flop on the ground and go, let me pay attention.
Well, you know, Sri, this is really important because, especially as we talk about cycles, you know, I want to start talking about what's ahead for us because we mentioned, you know, here we are in January, we're at the end of this month, yet we are in this retrograde that bridges two worlds, right? So even though February from a chakra vastu expanding opening is about the energy of the heart, it's bridging the balance of literally the balance of the third chakra and the fourth chakra on both a physical and global and universal level. So this is a very intense time, especially for those that are stuck in the emotional, because when we're stuck in the emotional experience of things, we cannot find our spiritual stability. We're whipsawed. You know, just like this month, if you're stuck in the emotional third chakra issues, you're being whipsawed this month. There's certainly never a shortage of issues as far as global issues, political issues, you know, climate change issues, all these other things that can really have emotional charge to it. And so it's a training ground that says change from or shift from the fire to the sacred flame, ignite your balance this month, align with that sun energy as we move into the heart. Yet we're not talking about that emotional, he loves me not kind of energy, although for a lot of people that's going to go there. We're talking about what it is to reach into the depth of spiritual love and anchor it with the stability of the third chakra.
Well, spoiler alert.
Okay.
Spiritual love has a whole lot of unconditional acceptance wrapped up into it.
Mm.
Now, consider for a moment if you really were in that place of, I feel so stable and so compassionate that I can stand witness to almost anything without being disturbed.
Mm.
That's the unconditional acceptance that comes with the transcendent love. And that energy is something that we only find after we've dabbled with the perimeters.
Well, yeah, that's classic.
You know?
Yeah,
you know? And so this whole idea of twirling, I just love it. I'm back with it. I'm sorry.
This is all Manuel's fault.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it's also a recognition that having these human bodies, remember, folks, some people engage the world through their emotions.
Yeah.
Other people engage the world through their brains and conceptual and brainiac stuff. Some people engage the world through their bodies, through that felt sense. I've got to touch it to know it's real.
Right.
Well, guess what? We all have those qualities. You just have your favorite. You know, your favorite could be brainiac. Your favorite could be physical. It could be emotional. You know, your favorite could be a spiritual. The key is to find your balance. Why not?
Well,
underscore. Underscore, meaning get out of the rut of doing it only one way and find a balance between the gift of your perceptual capacities.
Well, imagine the perfection that's happening right now. I mean, if you can't see it, imagine it. Imagine the perfection of everything that has happened on the planet. And I'm just looking at the snapshot of January, right? Just look at everything that's happened on the planet of January, everything that's been repositioning, everything that's replaying, everything that's coming back, everything that's being revealed. And notice how everything is an opportunity to spiritually stabilize, claim your wisdom, and move into this heart of the month from the much more beautiful, unconditional spiritual realm versus the emotional realm, which is constantly whipsawed.
Well, absolutely. The emotional realm is a very limited experience. It's rich with experience, meaning feeling.
Yeah,
To use the word feeling and emotion in the same sentence.
Well, that's okay. But we'll forgive you.
But the emotional body, that capacity to feel and sense things through our emotions is a very rich environment. I mean, yeah. It's the stuff that soap operas are made of. It's the stuff that good movies have that emotional component. And yet it's but one of the tissues through which we can experience
the
world.
Right, and it's so easily manipulated. Very. See, that's the key. When we're living at this emotional level, then we're manipulated. And we're manipulated by powers that be. We're manipulated by people that want to persuade us to believe what they want us to say. I mean, we're manipulated many ways.
The world can play on your emotions. And here's the key. It takes a little life experience. We need to grow up a little bit and begin to recognize how our inner child responds, how our inner adult responds.
Well, you know,
and gain enough experience and perspective that it all comes into balance. And that's really what we started off talking about, is the balance, allowing our emotions to add to the richness of our life, not rule it.
I love it. And you know, I just want to remind everybody again, go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira is our channel, and watch the video we just posted that talks all about this and about the spiritual interference energy that's out there right now, because everything has its role. Everything has its experience. And we're at such a rich Kali Yuga moment that everything is being presented. And it is only when we fully commit to our spiritual stability, thereby anchoring our spiritual maturity, that we really can glide and, quite frankly, have an amazingly beautiful journey right now.
Right now is a good time.
It is a good time.
And speaking of right now, why don't we say hi to another listeners on the line? We're going to head to Buffalo, New York, line one, and say hi to Tony.
Namaste, Tony.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. How wonderful to speak with you. I've been a participant and an admirer of your work for many years, and I am doing my reality check mini reading today, my semi-annual mini reading with you today.
Well, how beautiful. We're honored. But let me ask you, how's this month been for you, Tony?
This month has been rich in possibilities. It's like new potentials that haven't felt fully connected for a while are just mushrooming up all over the place, which adds to frustration, but it's the fuel to motivate, and it's the fuel to just really feel into what's next. And it's really fun to not exactly know, because it could be so many things. And I just feel rich with potential lately.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's funny. I'm giggling because as I was listening to you and I was sitting here just smiling, that it's really powerful for you right now to recognize that what's happening, the word around you is preparation. And the word I have to give you is like explosion, meaning that it's not that you've held yourself back. It's just that you've kind of been like in this three steps forward, two steps back, which always leaves us one step ahead. However, for you right now, the universe has been showing you things, and it's like you listen to half of it and then you act on a quarter of that half. And so what they're saying right now is, and it's funny, they've walked you up. I'm in some kind of, it looks almost like an ancient cathedral, and I'm behind you just watching you, and you're walking up these beautiful steps, but it's kind of dark. We're having a hard time seeing. And we're at the top of the steps, and I can clearly see that there's this huge window in front of you, and it's got like these big wooden shutters, and it looks almost like an arched kind of window, and it's got these big wooden shutters. And the reason you and I know this is because you can see like light coming through some of the wood, and you're looking at me and going, am I ready? And it's like, and I'm looking at you saying, it's not my decision, it's yours. But we're both hearing this beautiful like music. And of course, there's nobody else there. We're hearing all this invitation. And what they're saying is, you must harness all of your strength to open this. And that if you do, it will open easily. But if you stand here and try to open these windows without harnessing everything that you are, you won't be able to open them. And so the question for you is, do you want to open the windows or not? Because what's on the other side is everything you've dreamed of. And everything that's been happening to you has been getting you up these stairs. And what they want me to tell you is, you're here, you're there, and your hands are on the latches of the windows. Now it's up to you, Tony. And so I am so glad you called today. We love you, honey. Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, thank you. And I love you as well. And I will begin harnessing that strength right now. Thank
Woo-hoo!
You.
Woohoo! We celebrate
all
you.
Right. Go for it. Take a deep breath and know that all is truly well for you.
Namaste.
Well, on again, I just...
I'm
so
still there.
Good. Yeah.
I'm still in that. I mean, wow, how powerful. And how many of you that are listening were there with us, huh? I mean, this, like I said, everybody who calls, Sri, is calling for everybody else.
We're all part of that same oneness. And what one of us is going through enriches the other. And what one of us learns enriches others. And so we travel this journey as woven together, even though we have the illusion of separation. And speaking of the illusion of separation.
Okay.
So often, that's the moment where we find the oneness.
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of back to this dance, and I just want to offer this. Each and every one of us is vibrating, moving, wiggling, growing. And we do take a couple steps forward, a step backwards. Sometimes it's just a mm-hmm. step to the left.
Now, all right, how many of you just heard Rocky Horror Picture Show? And maybe that dates us. I don't know. But every time I hear that phrase, that's where I go.
And our life has so many moments of inspiration, of distraction, of delusion. And all of this makes up the kaleidoscope of experience. It's what we took birth for.
Yeah.
And there are times when we have that sense of frustration. It's as if the there's an inner knowing that says, wait a minute, it's supposed to be different. And yet in the outer entanglements, it's not nourishing us in the way we felt we needed to be nourished.
Right.
Well, hey, that's the way it works.
Uh-huh.
It isn't permanent.
Right.
Don't dwell on the discomfort or you're going to delay the resolution.
Wow. Don't dwell on the discomfort or you're going to delay the resolution. Sri, that is just such a powerful, powerful statement.
To dwell is to delay.
Exactly.
And that it also comes when we're finding moments of fascination and joy. It's like the person that's, you know, just give me one more drink, Al, or just give me one more Coke or whatever it is. It's like we're trying to dwell on a moment versus allow the moments to rise, bloom, and fade away because there's another one coming.
Yeah.
And that other one, it could be and probably is grander than you would have expected.
I love that. You know, isn't that what's so beautiful is that when we claim our spiritual maturity, which means that we have anchored our spiritual stability, the miracles, the experiences, the day-to-day becomes so far more than the mind can conceive, that it's like it becomes a self-propagating blessing. It's like we work to get there. But then once you get there, quite frankly, it maintains itself because it just keeps begetting more. It's one of those old sayings that's like, if had you known what was coming, you would have run.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you had known the responsibility of what's coming, you might run the other way.
You might have said, oh my gosh.
Because remember, levels of consciousness are really levels of attainment, meaning we've mastered a certain paradigm. We have an understanding of it. We have mastered it. And we kind of like that.
Well, that's where the warning sign comes in, though, Sri, because we get comfy there.
When you get a little comfy with your level of attainment, things start to get rigid. Every aspect begins to have a rigidity to it. And in the rigidity comes a fear of change.
Yeah.
Because that which is rigid has greater problems growing than that which is bendable.
Well, you know what? Think about the bamboo, okay?
Absolutely.
These beautiful... I always love these beautiful, huge bamboo forests in Asia, right? Well, bamboo can sustain the mightiest storm because it bends. And yet the trees that don't bend are the ones that snap and break. And so think about that. If we are rigid, we cannot sustain the storm. But if we have that flexibility, if we have the ability to bend, then we can flow with the storm. And when the storm is over, we come right back.
Well, I told my parents that I wanted them to bend the rules many times.
I bet you did.
Their rigidity was a bit stronger than my bendedness.
Oh, I bet it was.
However, not to diminish the metaphor, it's crouching dragon.
Okay.
it's really important to find the images, to find the metaphors
Absolutely.
That will work for you in those times of rigidity.
Yeah, you know,
that's really what it's about.
Right, like we have bamboo all over our our house. And the and part of the reason I have bamboo in every room in the house is a reminder that there is not a storm out there you cannot weather if you allow yourself the gift of staying in your spiritual maturity, seeing that even if you don't know the gift in that moment, there is a gift you'll discover, and you just keep saying yes.
Say yes to your life. Say yes to your wife.
Oh, you guys should have seen the look I just got on that one. That was too precious.
Well, you know, spiritual maturity and involves this quality of tenacity.
Yes.
And this doesn't mean that we have to white knuckle life's storms.
No, that's rigid.
That's the rigidity.
Yeah.
You know, I remember that great movie years ago with Steve Martin. Was it Family, Parenthood or something?
I'm not sure he did it. Well, I don't know.
Well, it was the one where the little kid is up on stage and at the school play, and instead he starts to get all uptight that his child or grandchild or whatever is messing up the school play and knocking over the displays. And then he remembers the idea of being on a roller coaster, and there's the up and the down.
Uh-oh.
And if you just lean back and let go, you get all the tickly sensations of the ride and none of the fear of loss of control.
Ooh.
Now, it's always a choice.
Isn't that what it brings us back to? It is always a choice. And what I mentioned earlier, and I'm going to say it again, that only your doubt can separate you from your beingness. And once you've said yes, keep saying yes, no matter what, because if you keep saying yes, it gets easier and easier and easier. It's only when we say no and interrupt ourselves that things start getting a little crazy. And, you know, speaking of saying yes, I just have to share it again. Get down here in March. Come join us for the Avesa Crystal and Quantum Immersion. We're doing so much that it's even hard for me to put it into words, other than I absolutely, with all my heart, know that if your heart calls you and you get down here, your life will shift forever.
You'll be glad. You will be glad. And, you know, speaking of being glad, I'm just sitting here looking at some of the nuggets that we've touched on today.
Mm.
And I truly want to remind you, if you can go to the mirror and smile at that beautiful image that's greeting you, and even laugh out loud, and if for some reason that is a little hard, if there's some reason there's some tears or some other feeling, okay, honor that.
Yes.
Now go out into your living room or your front yard and twirl.
Yeah, baby.
Twirl and go back to that mirror and laugh. And just say, you know, I can do this.
I love it.
Yes to my life.
Yes, that's it. I say yes to my life, because that's how we anchor our spiritual stability. If you want it in a nutshell, guys, it's just by saying yes to your life, and to remember, no matter what's presenting, no matter what the world is throwing at you, the universe is throwing at you, your spirit is throwing at you, be the bamboo. You can weather any storm. And you know what? Collectively, humanity can weather the storm when we allow ourselves the gift of collectively saying yes.
And who are you saying yes to? That's the question, isn't it? Inside yourself, saying yes to your deepest dream, saying yes to your deepest love, saying yes to your spiritual tenacity. Because we do not have to prove anything. And nor does the divine have to prove its existence to you.
Exactly.
You get to prove your tenacity to the universe.
Oh, I love that, Sri. And when we prove our tenacity to the universe, we also stop comparing, because when we compare, we actually destroy ourselves. And so the key is just to say yes to you, smile to you, gaze into that mirror, and know that you are absolutely living your journey perfectly, because that is the confidence of the spiritual warrior. And the spiritual warrior has stability, the spiritual warrior has maturity, and the spiritual warrior knows how to smile regardless of what's happening.
So being a spiritual warrior is your birthright. It's who you are. And so, beloved listeners, as we come to a close for today, we want to remind you to take a look at the website, look at the opportunities.
Sriandkira.com.
Yeah, Sriandkira.com. And until we have the joy to be with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.